FM home of the Oregon Ducks, 96.1 KZO.
Wait for the snap. Got it. Gonna keep. Turn it up. Big haul and take off, baby. If you got the speed, you'll score.
It's time now for Jivin' with Jerry.
Go, go!
It's time for another season of Jivin' with Jerry. It's the very latest on Oregon Duck football with the voice of the Ducks, Jerry Allen. Jivin' with Jerry is brought to you by Guarantee, the RV Supercenter in Junction City.
Jerry, next up, Arizona State tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock. But taking a quick look at last week, nice win over Wyoming. And boy, we made their little star quarterback wish he'd never shown up.
You know, the big story really there was how well Oregon's defense is coming together against what is going to be a first-round NFL quarterback in Josh Allen. We're seeing the beginnings of the makings of what could be a really special year, and then a year coming up. The Oregon's defense was special. I mean, they put pressure on Allen. They didn't allow him to do what he wanted to do. The receivers didn't have time to run routes. They couldn't run the ball, which contributed to the pass rush. So, all in all, it was a really, really good night for Oregon.
And I lost track of all the interceptions. That was good to see.
Yeah, you know, and how about the freshmen, the true freshmen? I mean, they just keep making plays. To have Thomas Graham Jr. as a true freshman playing the way he is, I mean, he's getting his picks. But another thing he's doing is he's making the guys around him, I think, making their job a little bit easier, because that opposing team's going to kind of go at what they perceive to be a weakness, the true freshman. And so it really allows the rest of the secondary and some of those outside linebackers to get pressure on, because that quarterback's looking for that young guy. We're going to pick on Graham. We're going to pick on this guy. And he just turns right around and picks him right back.
Next up for Oregon, now 3-0, Pac-12 play begins at Arizona State. I know we're favored, and both Arizona schools, it's said, it's kind of fallen on tough times. We got this one. We coming home 4-0?
It should, but, you know, let me just say that it's the Pac-12 now. You know, the Ducks played a pretty decent Nebraska team, as evidenced by the fact that they were able to come back and really put pressure on Oregon, and the Ducks had to step up and learn something about themselves in gut check time, and they did. Wyoming, good team. You got an NFL quarterback one day. They had aspects of their program that the Ducks had to overcome. But this is a step up. This is the Pac-12. More depth on the team in the Pac-12. They have better athletes. So this is going to be a different challenge. This group of skilled position players for Arizona State will easily be the best group of skilled position guys that Oregon's gone up against as far as receivers, running backs, and even a quarterback.
Tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, the Ducks are back in action on the road at Arizona State. Is there a big difference between Pac-12 and, you know, the early season, besides the fact that maybe the opponents aren't up to the caliber of Pac-12? But does that really mean something when Pac-12 play begins?
Yeah, it does, Mark, and it does because the Pac-12 schools, one of the big power conferences, they just recruit more, better athletes. I mean, just about every school in America is going to get one or two stars, or you get those guys that are just bigger and better and faster, but you don't get those numbers. When you get to the Pac-12 or the SEC, the Big Ten, Big 12, any of those, you're going to find more of those bigger, stronger athletes. So the Pac-12 is that, and that's why Arizona State is a completely different animal than what Oregon State played already, because Arizona State's going to have more depth. They're going to have guys they can rotate in, and the perceived weaknesses are not nearly as much. When you look at Manny Wilkins, nobody's really talking about him, but the guy's completing 69% of his passes, 7 touchdowns, no interceptions. That's a quality quarterback. And he's got a couple of great receivers. He's got a running back. This is a team that Oregon's going to have to take a little more seriously. Not that they didn't, Nebraska and Wyoming, but this is a Pac-12 game, and that really says a lot.
Speaking of Pac-12, one footnote, I got to say I was tickled to see Stanford lose.
Which way do you go? You want to back the pack. You want to support the Pac-12. And part of the reason you want to do that is because when you get a chance to play those Pac-12 schools on your schedule, you want them to come in having played a good schedule, so you've beaten a good team. So to have Stanford lose to San Diego State was kind of a blow to the Pac-12. But I'll be honest with you, I picked San Diego State. Jorgie and Joey did not. I picked them. So in our little battle, I won that battle because I see something in Stanford that shows me a little bit of vulnerability that hopefully we'll still be there when the Ducks get a chance to play them.
Ducks going against Arizona State tomorrow night, kickoff set for 7 o'clock. Just a couple of quick things, Jerry. One, how's Nelson doing, and is he going to play tomorrow night? And second, say a few words about Royce Freeman. My goodness.
Yeah, you know, Charles Nelson, is he's going to play again this year. How soon? It looked really serious at the time. Yeah, and I say serious. It looked like it might have been a broken ankle. I mean, they hauled him off in a cart. You'll get x-rays, and that usually tells you that it's pretty severe. But then talking to Coach Willie Taggart afterwards, he said, we're fortunate it wasn't as bad as we thought it was. I think, and we don't know the definitive answer, but I think it's just a pretty bad sprain. And you can recover from those. And then Charles is just mentally a tough kid. And there's some people that can play through certain types of pain, and some can't. He can play through it. So whenever the doctors give him the clearance that he won't damage it anymore, he'll be back on the field. And I think it'll be, you know, fairly quickly. And then Royce Freeman is he's the ultimate big, strong, powerful running back that you want back there. That's got the speed and the ability to make people miss. You can't arm tackle. A couple, three guys not going to get you down. He's going to roll over. He pancaked the middle linebacker at Wyoming, something you see offensive linemen do. He just ran over him. So he's fun to watch. When he gets the ball, that's one of those you get a little excitement. You know, your own adrenaline starts flowing when you see Royce get the ball. You get a little bit of a crease, and then watch out. What's going to happen? He's got a chance every time. And he's special. We, you know, Jonathan Stewart, LaMike James, we've had those guys, and we got another one to Royce. You know, enjoy him as long as we can.
Absolutely. Hey, have a safe trip down to Sun Devil Stadium. Have a great call, and as usual, go Ducks.
Go Ducks.